this way. No, 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 no. Don't open your eyes just yet. It's okay. Don't worry. I've got you. And I won't let you trip over anything. You'll see. Just be patient. Trust me. Okay, start right here. I'll count down from three, and then you can open your eyes, okay? Three, two, one. Surprise! It's exactly what it looks like. Dinner under the moonlight tonight. I don't really know this place. I actually took this road last week for a meeting I told you about. It was like a 3-hour drive, so I stopped here for a short break. I thought it was a nice little spot, perfect for a picnic. I'll say, it definitely looks better at night, especially under the full moon. We don't need to wait for a special occasion to treat each other and plan dates like this, do we? I've been thinking about this for a while now. Lately, it feels like time is flying, just slipping away. We've been so taken by work that we've neglected this aspect of our relationship. Our latest proper date goes back, like, what, a few months now? And I thought our first one after all this time should be something special. It didn't cost a penny, aside from the food, of course, but... yes, we needed it. You can't have a picnic without food. Really? You like it? You have no idea how glad I am to know that you like the idea. To be honest, since you've never tried anything like this, I've been stressing a bit. I'm serious. I mean, what if picnics weren't your thing? I've been thinking about this date and planning it since I laid eyes on this paradise. I know how ridiculous it sounds, but I've been playing through all the possible scenarios in my head of how it could end. I wanted it to be a surprise. So I didn't even try to bring up the question. Yes, you know me. Never been great with subtlety. I would be a terrible spy. I swear, but I have your favorite food right here. I hoped it would make up for it in case you hated the whole thing. It really is the perfect season for a picnic, I think. Neither too cold nor too hot. It would be a total waste not to enjoy what this weather has to offer. Bright natural light, a beautiful view, good food, fresh air, and amazing company. Oh, and you're here too! I have everything we need right here. Oh, I forgot about that. Moonflowers bloom at night in this area. The perfume they give off is just heavenly. I noticed it the other night when I came to check out how the place looked at sunset. One more blessing to count. Yeah. It was the other night when I told you I was going out with Alexa. Say, you know you can talk to me, right? About anything. Anything that might be troubling you. Alright, staying on theme of terrible subtlety, I'll just cut to the chase. I've noticed that you've been looking kinda down lately. I wasn't sure how to broach the subject with you, but it's been on my mind for quite some time now. Just work? No, I get it. My boss has been pestering me about a deal I have to yet close. Thing is, its client in particular is a giant pain in my ass. No, you're right. We didn't have to think about any of that tonight. Still, these are things that we should share with each other a little more frequently. It's a bit sad, actually. What? It's true! We live under the same roof. We share almost everything. We even share a bed, and yet we haven't really been communicating all that much. We wake up every morning. We go about our day. We take care of our basic needs before, you know, fully investing into work. It's been sapping the joy out of life for a while now, and we just didn't even notice it. Look, I won't lie, it's not really the life that I dream of. I promised myself that I wouldn't let work, you know, control my life and, you know, just live to work. And now here I am, talking about how I let exactly that thing happen. I mean, what do you think that we should do about it? Well, yeah. We should definitely put more effort into it. Alright. It's decided. Next date's on you. No pressure. I'm kidding. Just relax. Still, I'd love to be surprised once in a while. I missed moments like this. I missed this. Just holding hands like this. Savoring your touch. Like, looking into your eyes. And pushing every other thought out of the way. The only future I want to think about right now is the one that has you by my side in it. Because the more I look at you, the more I'm convinced that you are the person I'm meant to be with until the very end. What about you? What do you see when you look at me? When you look deep into my eyes? Wow, your reflection? Really? Yeah, that was my fault. I walked straight into that one. See, I told you, it's been a while since we've done something like this. I even forgot how much you love to ruin romantic moments just for the pleasure of it. You can't help it, can you? No, you're not sorry at all. Don't try that with me. I know that laugh of yours way too well by now to believe you. But just so you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I don't want you to be sorry about it. It's one of the things I love most about you. The way you shy away and feel the need to make jokes every time I'm in a lovey-dovey mood like this. I wouldn't change anything in you. Mm-mm, no. Okay, I know people change, and I know that change is a part of what we are as humans, and nature and blah blah blah. I was giving a deep and emotional speech of the heart, okay? Go on, don't rain my parade like this. You are not sorry. I guess we don't have to eat just yet. I can just lie down for a bit and watch the stars as they watch us back. Yeah, I can hold you. Just scooch on over here. Oh. Look, he's all lovey-dovey now. I'm just kidding. Hey, don't look at me like that. You know I can't hold my laugh. No. Nope. I'm not letting go of you. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm never letting go of you. Nope, nope, nope. You're stuck with me. Mm-hmm. This place is enchanted or something, because I really don't want to get back home after this. I want to stay here with you. No, you're right. You don't have to think about anything right now. I'm not even going home.